you ever wonder why bad things happen to good people? People who are seemingly innocent but have suffering and have difficulty in their lives? A lot of times people even take the evil in this world and use it as a reason to reject God altogether. Sometimes atheists will say that if God were all loving, he would want to remove suffering. And if God were all powerful, he would be able to remove suffering. But if suffering and evil exist, that means an all loving, all powerful God does not exist. And yet for a Christian, we've got to deal with this problem of evil. It's important for us to recognize that not only is a Christian required to explain suffering and evil, every worldview is. Some people say, well, evil doesn't actually exist. What we call evil is just the absence of good, or maybe there's a balance of good and bad, and what you perceive as evil, it's either an illusion or it's not real. In the Christian worldview, we say evil is real. Evil exists. But for a Christian, as we explain this, we've got to begin by affirming that God created us with the ability to choose. God didn't create humans as robots. God didn't create us as a pre-programmed animal. We don't respond just by instinct. We make choices. In fact, that's the whole story of the gospel. That's the whole story of the Bible, is that God created in the Garden of Eden Adam and Eve, and God gave them the choice. God didn't force them to follow him. God didn't force them to follow his commandments. He merely allowed them. He merely gave them the choice. And we know that Adam and Eve did wrong. So for a Christian to understand evil, we've got to recognize that it goes back to humans' free will. See, God created a world with no evil. God created a world with no suffering at all. There was never a forest fire that swept through the Garden of Eden. There was never an earthquake that caused mudslides. There wasn't mass shootings. There wasn't any of this that we associate with suffer. No young child died because they drowned in a pool of water. When the world was first created, evil and suffering and pain and sin didn't exist at all. But then there was sin, and there was a rebellion against God. Nobody would take a picture of a wrecked car and send it to Chrysler or send it to Toyota or mail a picture of that car back to the engineers and ask, why did you create a wrecked car? Because when we see that car, we recognize that that's not how it was created. It was created new, it was created fresh, it was created and it looked and smelled perfect, but somebody wrecked it. And the world that we live in today is a world that's not in the same state as God created it. God created without sin and without suffering and without evil, and yet sin wrecked that. We could still ask the question, well, why did God give us a free will? Couldn't have God created us as robots? Wouldn't that have been better? And yet when we think of God creating us without free will, there are parts of God's creation that don't have free will. A seagull doesn't have free will. A plant doesn't have free will. But a seagull and a plant can't choose to glorify and worship God. A seagull or a plant can't choose to love, can't choose to forgive, can't choose to worship. How could a God that is all-loving make a creation incapable of expressing that love? So God gave us free will. And because of that free will, we have the ability to choose him, or we have the ability to rebel against him. And whether it's a natural disaster or human tragedy, when we look to explain the problem of evil, it goes back to the fact that God created us as free agents. But the story doesn't end there. God didn't merely create us with a free will. God gave us a free will and the ability to choose or the ability to reject him. And when we fell in the Garden of Eden, and when we today choose to do something contrary to God's will, the reality is God didn't leave the world an evil place. God didn't leave the world a hopeless place. God didn't leave the world a place of suffering without redemption. And when Jesus came and died on the cross, he died to pay for the penalty of sin, and he died to rescue us from the consequences of sin. And the reality is that evil does exist for now. But because of the love of Christ on the cross, redemption exists as well, both now and forever.